wakes up like every other human being. Right. So you don't sleep all the time until you get up.
So what does he do? He lies in bed.
He sleeps for 3 hours, he wakes up, he falls asleep again, he wakes up, he falls asleep again.
Oh, I understand. So that's what the cross sheet, that's his cross. Because last year you quoted a different sheet. There was a certain sheet that you quoted that when it comes to Kriya Shema, you don't go by Shaul's Manus, you go by Shaul Shabbos.
That's Rabbi Yaakov
Emden. Rabbi Yaakov Emden.
That's right. That's
but Dafka by Kriya Shema, not by other Krishna. Things.
Dafka by Kriya Shema. Dafka by Kriya Shema.
That by Kriya Shema it would be 108 minutes.
The Primogodim Shita is it's a fixed man. All the time we got all mitzvahs. But Rabbi Yaakov Emden says
Dafka by Kriya Shema.
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
Okay. Yeah, okay. Now.
Wait, so do you have an explanation of for the Magen Avraham?
It's not so difficult.
But what is the Svara behind it? Why did he pick dawn?
Because when does the day of the Torah begin?
At dawn.
At dawn. So that's why I have to calculate it on the basis of the length of the day from dawn to Sefer Kohot.
Because the day, but the truth of the matter is, what
the
about
day
the concept?
Ends.
Why are we not sensitive to the concept of Bein HaShemashos?
What do you mean?
We're not sure when the
day ends. So the halacha is that, first of all, according to Rav Netam and all the Rishonim except Rashi and Rambam.
Yeah.
So when does it become Laila Gomor? Dalet.
3 1/4 minutes.
Laila Gomor.
4 minutes after Shki.
After Shki.
No.
So,
but
even according to the Goyen, even according to the Gainim, that you have, that it becomes Laila Gomor.
Three-fourths
of a meal.
Yeah.
But in regard to calculating his money, you have to follow you have to follow according to this sheet in Thomas Hadesh.
Right.
That's the halacha because,
the
day begins at dawn,
so
not as
to be parallel, symmetric.
That's right.
And now, what about the svar of the gra? What's the rationale of the gra?
The Gosh Shita is like the Rambam Shita.
Which is?
That even though Al-Pidin,
the day
begins at dawn, but in calculating money, you have to follow the astronomical day, not the halachic day. There's a difference between the astronomical day. Astronomical day means something you can determine when you look at the sky. Halachic day you can determine. Here I'm Mizrach, so the question is, how much here I'm Mizrach? The Mizrach can be anything, you know. The first streak of light, that's what it means, Al-Pidin. But astronomically, you can say Dafke, the first streak of light. Why not substantial light in the Mizrach horizon, you see? That's the Rambam Shiti. That's the Rambam Shiti.
Where is the Rambam saying?
I'll show it to you. In Gemore, in Psoch, the Gavikom Pesach, der Chayko. The Mishnah in Psochem, Mishoyo, that's how the Gimel at base. Ezeu de Archeiko, Mina Midim or Lechutz Midim, that's Lu Deopo, Tel Aviv, that's Midim. If somebody was beyond Tel Aviv, let's say Yafo, beyond Tel Aviv, an Erfeser, Uch Midoso Lechol Ruach, Diver Rabbi Kivin, Rabbi Lezer Eimer, Maskupas HaZore Lechutz. Rabbi Lezer says that if he was Erev Pesach, outside the Ezras Yisrael and the Ezras Noshim, so it's considered Erech Echeiko. And the curious thing is, after all, Halochet Rabbi Akiva Mechaveire, so it should pass like Rabbi Akiva. But Rashi in Chumash mentions Erech Echeiko like Rabbi Lezer, Maskupas HaZore Lechutz. then there is a machlekes between Rashi and the Rambam. When is it determined? Is it determined at Chaseis? When the Chiyuv of Korban Pesach begins, that's according to Rashi. In other words, if somebody was in a Medoim Lechutz, beyond Tel Aviv, so, and at Chaseis of Erev Pesach, so then is the Recheiko. The Rambam says, no, if he was beyond Medin, and at sunrise of Erev Pesach. This was Rambam. Miflugu, we should say like Rashi, but the Rambam Shiti is not like that. Because the Rambam Shiti is, and that is also like the Go, that in all mitzvahs of Zmanim, so we have to determine not when the Chiyuv begins, but when the day of the Chiyuv begins. The day of the Chiyuv of Korban Pesach. The Chiyuv of Korban Pesach begins at noon, but the day of the Chiyuv of Korban Pesach begins at sunrise.
You mean Amud HaShachar?
No, not sunrise, not Amud HaShachar. That's another machlekes, whether it's the astronomical day or the halachic day. But the Goyin Shita is like the Rambam, is the astronomical day. Why?
Your explanation doesn't fit.
Why doesn't it fit?
Because according to your explanation, it's the day, right?
Yeah.
So when does the halachic day begin?
The halachic day begins at Amud HaShachar.
Right, so why
But in calculating Zmanim, we have to consider the astronomical day, not the halachic day. And that's the sunrise. Even though the Chiyuv of Korban Pesach begins at Chaseis, that's why Rashi says it all depends whether it was Ma'adim L'chutz at Chaseis or not at Chaseis, but the Rambam Shita is. Hey, Milchas Korban Pesach, Halochetes, Misho Yobeinu Ven Yoshalayim, Yem Aboso, Im Aliyas HaShemesh, Chamisho Oso, Mil, O Yeser Arez Derech Heiko, So Im Aliyas HaShemesh, Nad V'chaseis, But Aliyas HaShemesh, Ho Yobeinu Ven Yopoches Mizeh, Eni V'derech Heiko, Mipnei Shu Yochel Lagi Al Yoshalayim, Achachatzeis, Kishiyalek, Berago, Benachas. In other words, according to Rashi, we are Mishaer, how far is away from the Bisamigdosh, from Yerushalayim, at noon, so that if he saw far away at noon from Yerushalayim, that he will start walking, not any camel or any donkey, but walking at ordinary pace, so then he will not be able to reach the Dazore at before sunset, so then is the Recheiko. And according to the Rambam, if he's so far away at sunrise that he will start walking with ordinary pace, so will not be able to reach the Azore at Chaseis when the Chiyuv of Korban Pesach begins, so then is the Recheiko. So that's Lamed Mil, Echamishosom Mil. Chamishosom milo yeser, harei ze derech recheiko. Hoyo beinei u beino poches mizeh, eni derech recheiko. Suppose it's 40 mil, so it's not derech recheiko. Mipni shiocheh lagi al Yerushalayim achratzeis, ki shiyale beraglom vinachas. The Rebbe said, let's see the Gemara in Tzoche. So the Rambam paskens like Kulei. when the Gemara in Psochem says, Tiyuf Tedule. How much more time do I have? 15. 50 minutes?
15.
15, okay. Omar Ule, Minamidim Roshalayim, Chamishosa Mili. Have it. Like the Rambam Paschus. Sovalo ki hodo Omar Rabbe Barachone Omar Rabbi Yechre. Kamo malo chodem b'yeim asoro pasois. 40 mil. Me'al is a shachar v'ad nesachamo, because each meal is five. Each parsi is 4 million. So 10 times 4 is 40. But that's from the shachar till it is a gehovi. But you have to subtract 10 from five. From Amr Shachar to Netz and five, from Shkia to Tzidekhovim. So how much do you have left from Netzachamot to Shkia? 30 mil. So 30 mil it takes the Malachot Miyim from Netz to Shkia and till midday. So it's 50 mil. So that's the Cheshbon of Ule. So he says, Mishkia Zachamo, he says,
By Afik Hasdim Bameo, in Bayeo, Ochmea Shachar Olo, by Yitzu Amalochim. Because of Hashemish Yotzal Oretz, the late Bozeo. So, in other words, when did the Malochim start to wash late and his family at Amra Shachar? And when did they arrive in Seyar at Nezachamo? And he looked the distance, and he looked. So Omar Abchanine Lididi Chozali Awasre, the distance from Zdein Bameo to Tseya Bahu Asre Bahave Hameshit Mili Gufe Omar Aule Izelda Recheiko Kolshin Yocheli Koneis Bishashriti Viravude Omar Kolshin Yocheli Koneis Bishashachile. So, in other words, it seems that the machlekes between the Rambam and Rashi, whether the Recheiko is determined by the position of the person at the time of Chatzeis, and if he's so far away that by Shkia time he'll not be able to arrive in the Azore, or is determined by the position of the person at sunrise, whether by Chatzeis, when the Chiyuv of Korban Pesach begins, so we will not arrive by noon, is the Machlekes between two Amoroi. So it says, Rav Yehuda Omar Kol Shein Yochel.
Isn't it really not Chatzos, but it's half an hour after Chatzos?
What?
Isn't it half an hour after?
No, that's only Midrabbanan. It applies to Tefillah Minche, but Midaraisa it has no significance.
Yeah.
That's right. Midaraisa you can be makrid the Tomish of Ben Arbaim at 12 sharp.
Because Rashi says it takes the wars because.
Yeah,
of
so that's only the Rabbah.
That's only the Rabbah,
yeah. Because people shouldn't make mistakes. But Midaraisa you can be makrid the Tomish of Shacha right at 12 o'clock sharp. Even Ligabe Minche, so it's mentioned in the Din, if it's Shazatcha. Not only the Evet, even Lichatchile. Suppose you have to go on a journey, and a Tzibo has to go on a journey, and a Tzibo, a whole minion, 10 Jews have to go on a journey, and if you wait an extra half an hour, you won't be able to go on the journey, so then you can daven Minche at 12 o'clock sharp.
Who says this?
Indeed, you'll look it up in Mishneh Berurah.
Yes,
yes, yes, yes. That's a din. Sometimes it's negei lemais, when you have to take a plane, you know.
You rely on this?
Of course I rely on it.
Yeah.
If I had, I never had to take a plane, you know, so early. But if I had to, and I would have to daven, let's say, Bitsibo, because I have your side, I would rely on it.
It
never happened to me.
What?
What do you say?
Hector is what?
To daven Minche, it's 12 o'clock sharp, not wait till 12:30.
Has to have that?
What?
That's the whole Sibur, only one person.
One person. To accommodate this one person, it's an union of Mishnah.
You sure the Mishnah says this?
Look it up, okay? The Mishnah Berurah doesn't say it, so the Chayodim says it, okay?
Because I know the Mishnah Berurah says, but yeah, but if you daven, you don't have to repeat.
So Shasatchak, Lichatchila, is like David. That's the Klal God. Whenever it's a question of the Rabbanon, so Shasatchak, Lichatchila, is like David. All right, now, the Gemara says, that Tzadik Daled Amid Aleph, Omar Rove, Shite Alfe Parse Avan, the width of the world, what does it mean, the width of the world? It means of the globe, of the whole globe, let's say, is 6,000 parse. A tenth of the day, not a sixth of the day. Teda kama malachodim beni b'yeim esa pasreis. But hashachad is a chama abos milin. Mishki is a chama atzizekichod ma'abas milin. Nimtso, so how much remains from Netzachamot to Shki is 16 mil. And the interval of from Netzachamot till from the Shachat and the Sachamo or from Shkia to the Sekhovim is 4 mil. So what's the ratio between 4 and 16? 1/8. So that's an eighth of the day.
What's now, the ratio between what? 4 and what?
4 and C and 32. Eighth. So it's an eighth of the day. So there's a Shaila whether, according to Ramtam Shite, that says a Kachovim, when does it become Laila Gomor? Only Dalet Milin, after Shkia, after what we call sunset. So how much do we have to wait? A sixth of the day, 2 hours in an equinox day, or an hour and a half in an equinox day? So that's all, according to Ule, we have to wait 2 hours to do Melocha Mitzvah Shabbos. According to the Adar Amire, who says, according to Rabbi Yude, which is Itane, so we have to wait only an hour and 90 minutes, 90 minutes, an hour and a half, an hour and a half. So the Gemara says, Meisve, Rabbi Yude, Meru Vishore Kiyach, Masore, Teda kam malachol beini b'yeim es ha-pasoiz. Umali z'shahat z'chama ha-boes mil. Shkiz chama z'chof ma-boes mil. Nim z'uvi shor kia yachot ma-sor b'yeim. Ti yufte di rove ti yufte. Ti yuve di rove. Di ule ti yufte. Leime tebe ti yufte di rabbi yichane. Omaloch. Ano b'yeim yodam. What it mean? Leime tebe ti yufte di rabbi yichane. So Rashi says, Toshma, Rabbi Yudah Eimer, Echot B'yud B'yeim, Rabbi Yudah Kochoshiv L'kulei Eimer, Ma'alei Sashachar Atzizek Hovim, mir behom ich finnle rove diktone hoche malisa schacha dat ne sa hamo abom mili deine ruvi orkia fi heim ich kia so was ich hovim abom mili hoshloh poshlo lamet veis mili mir ne sa hamo achkie bit yufte de rove u di ule de amre schleiche mili neime tevet yufte de rabichene klima neime de hoda minulio בדרבה ברפחוני, מעליש שרד נסחמו חמישיז מילים, כולי רבה ברפחוני אומר לו, משמיד רבי יחנן, וטבע המנחת יופתה. זאת אומר, סס, רבה ברפחוני סס, כי אמיננו ביהי מאמרי. אני, ון רבה ברפחוני משם רבי יחנן, so he was killed, שכל היים, מעליש, דהלך יגדי, מעליש היים עציזה כחובים, עשור פסויס, ולא פירשתי כמו קדין לסחמו, ויחש יוסו, ורבונון, אולה ורובה שפירשו הדובו, תו, קדמי וחשוכה, שרי בני עודו מהלכין, חמישה מילין, ועדה קדין לסחמו, so what רבחני said, that he evaluated the amount of space covered from the time late was watched by the Malachim until the time later arrived in Zeya to be Hamisha Milim. But there it was because they rushed him, so they urged him to run, not to walk with average pace, but to run. So Mele was able to traverse by running space Hamisha Milim. But when one walks with average pace, he can only traverse 4 million. So the question is against the Rambam, how does the Rambam pass in Echad Meshisha B'yeim? So if you ever heard that the Minogim of Brisk, so Reb Chaim passed for everybody, let's say when he had a Shaila in Brisk Mile, how much, let's say, if a baby was born, let's say a baby was born Friday night, let's say half an hour after Shkia. So then naturally would paskin that the priest should take place on Sunday, not on Shabbos, because maybe it's still Friday, and Friday, but you are not sure that it's Friday. Maybe it's already Shabbos day. So merely you have to be sure that you amal the baby with money. So he would paskin an eighth of the day in all paskin in Shabbos others. But he himself...
90 minutes, right?
What?
90 minutes.
90 minutes. Yeah. But he himself, he didn't do melochem misoi Shabbos, and he didn't even dab mayrif and say krishme misoi Shabbos until 2 hours after Shki.
How about from one day Yom Tov to Yom Tov Sheni?
Well, Rav Chaim was machmir.
What did you look? Lel Shabbos? If a baby was born Friday night, half hour after Shki.
So he was passing, like everybody else was passing, I hope. That the breeze has to take place on Sunday.
So not sure if he was born Friday or Shabbos?
Yet, you're not sure whether he was born on Friday, so then the breeze has to take place on Friday. Or on Shabbos, so then on Shabbos, and you cannot be Mechal Shabbos.
So when would he allow the baby to be Gemalt on Shabbos?
If the baby was born
late.
More than 90 minutes after Shki.
More than 90 minutes after Shki.
Even though less than 2 hours after Shki.
Here's Machmer 2 hours for himself.
What?
Here's Machmer 2 hours.
2 hours to do Meloche. And even to daven every night, Ma'ariv and Krishmi.
Not a sixth of the day?
A sixth of the day, 2 hours. Or, let's say in the summertime, it would be more. And in wintertime, it was Machmer 2 hours. So the Kashi is against the Rambam. The Gemara says, Tiyufte di ule. And the Rambam paskins that it is echod mishish b'yeim tesvov milin, that means half of 30. So that's like ule. All right, we'll discuss it tomorrow. Hamo is dalad milin. So from the hamo to shkia means 32 milin. So 16 from the Sahamo to Chatzos and 16 from Chatzos to Shirzacham. So really it's 4 minutes. It's 4 minutes, not 5 minutes. And the Rambam passes that the Heiko is 50 mil. So that's like, so what's the time? Because of that, Reb Chaim was marked to observe his exos. Every day, he got the Kriya Shema.
So the exos is what? 1 6? How do you get 1 6?
1 6.
Yeah.
The ratio of 5 to 30.
Why 30? Where do you get 30?
Ule says that.
That what? What does Ule say?
Makam malacholim b'yei mesapasois. It's 40 mil. Niyam b'shachar adanet, 5 mil. Mishkiya sachamu asizikhovim, 5 mil. So how much remains from this to shkiya?
30.
So you divide it into two halves. So, so.
No, 5 out of 30 is 1 6.
Yes, sir.
That's it.
That's what I said. Some mele, sechem shishbiyei. But the Gemara says to you to do it, because Rabbi Yehuda says sechem shishbiyei. So why does Rama pass to the Sivu Rosh Hashanah? Halacha says, "We show you painting, who then you show I in Yim Arosa, in Valias Shemesh." Not like Rashi who says, "Machatzeis when the chiyuv of Korban Pesach begins," but Valias Shemesh, the day when there is a chiyuv of Korban Pesach. Hamisho Samir Yesa Harez Derachayim, who you painting be no pochas bese any derachayim. Yochel Adhiya L'Shvayim Achaseh Shishihalich B'Ragol B'Nachas. So what does B'Ragol B'Nachas mean? There are peace, three possible ways. One is how much you can ever express. When he runs, doesn't fall, but he runs, how much will he cover? And another pshat is that's not B'Nachas. Nachas means walking, not running. Kishiyorutzu hodon beritze. He says kishiyalech beraglov benachas. But then there are two possible interpretations. One means that benachas means fast pace. Benachas in a relaxed manner. Nachas doesn't mean average pace. It means benachas without excitement. When a person runs, he's excited, you know. Doesn't even breathe, you know. But nachas means in a relaxed manner. But it can be in a relaxed manner with fast pace and slow pace. So what's the pshat in the Rambam? So mele, in order to reconcile the Rambam with the Gemara that says to Yuf Tadeule, we'll have to say that to Yuf Tadeule, because Ule mentioned the raya from Vayoitzu Amalochim. And there, Vayoitzu Amalochim, so they washed. He didn't walk. They ran. So then they covered a haymill in the interval between Amad HaShachar and Mesachamo. But when one walks B'nachas, even fast pace, so then when one walks B'nachas, let's say, so then average pace, not fast pace, so then he can cover only in the interval between Amar Shachar and Etzachamo 4 mil. But the Rambam when he says 5 mil, he has reference to fast pace, not to average pace. Fast pace, but not running pace, walking fast. So why does Gemara say to you to do Ule? Because Ule didn't say it Mitzad HaKabole. He said it because of Rav Chanina's memory of Ayayitzu HaMalochim. But Gemara says that there it was running pace. So that's why it's to you to do Ule. But this is true. This is true. I mean that fast pace you can cover 5 million. That's why the Rambam says first pay the Heimilin. Now, so that's what I thought. But then I found the Shneis Elio in Brocha says it, and there is a mocha for it in Rabbi Hananel's Peirush in Psochim, Perek Mishahoyo.
Wait, can you repeat your explanation again?
That actually,
I don't think you understand
what you're saying. Both could be true. What Rabbi Yehuda says in the Braise, that Malach Odom B'Yeim from Amlashachat on Netzachamo is for meal, could be true. And what Ule says, that Malach Odom B'Yeim from Amlashachat on Neis is 5 meal, could also be true. But Rabbi Yehuda has reference to walking pace, to walking pace, average walking pace, not fast walking pace. So if you walk average pace, see as business, not fast and not slow, so then you can you'll cover
only
formula. But if you walk fast pace, not run fast pace, then it'll cover five. So why does Gemara say the Yuftet Ule? Because Gemara says, and Omid before, that Ule's Raya is from Rav Chanina's memory. The space between Zdeim and Tzea is five mil. But they are Vayitzuksiv. In other words, they were running, the Malachim rushed him to run, not to walk. So then he covers five. But when you walk, then you cover only four if you walk with Sears Benes, then you cover only Dalet Milin. But the Esem Aloche by itself could be true. In other words, that when you walk with fast pace, not Sears Benes, but Sears that are fast, so then you cover five mil in the interval between.
Right, but in terms of calculations, we should be using the formula calculation, not the 5 mil.
What difference does it make?
Of course it makes a difference.
What difference does it
make? Because you cannot change mitzvahs based on your on how fast you walk. Just because you walk faster.
There are two mitzvahs. No, I mean not you. I don't mean this person.
Yeah.
This person might be indulging in marathon. We are talking about an average person.
An average person, okay? Doesn't make a chiluk, but just because an average person, if he walks quickly, he can cover 5 mil.
Yeah.
That doesn't affect the Ben Yashmashos. His...
Also, the question is,
the
shiur of the Rechecho depends upon an average person walking fast pace, or the, it depends.
Well, that's all fine.
All right, that's all.
But I mean, in terms of calculation of Ben Yashmashos, we should not be using a 6, we should be using an 8. I understand
why
how
not?
You have reconciled the
Rechecho. Why can't you use one? One guideline instead of
no,
the other?
Because the Gemara says,
there's nothing intrinsically.
There is.
What?
Because the Gemara Pesachim says.
What the Gemara Pesachim says?
The Gemara says that really we should be using the slope, the average pace, nachas, not the fast pace, as far as the calculation.
So that's what I'm coming to. Yeah. So Rashi explains it that way, the way you. But the Goyen says that the Rambam is a different thing. Rabshim Gamliel Eimer Ashiyala Amlashacha Hu Heya Pnei HaMizrach V'lo Yayala Sashacha. Because there is Yayala Sashacha, there's the morning star, and there is Amlashacha.
What's the morning star?
Morning star, the Yerushalmim Brocha says, is 5 million or 4 million before the Amlashacha, dawn. But Alpidin, the morning star, has no significance whatsoever. Nothing.
So where in Halacha do we find the concept of a Yalla Sashacha?
I don't know. Alpidin, it's only an astronomical thing. Maybe it's Nigeh Likrishme, because Krishme depends upon Zman Shchive, Zman Time. So since many people, when there is some light, you know, radiating through the window, at the morning star, So then they get up, so Mele could be Mikhaim, so we could explain the Gemara, but except for that, there is no halachic significance in the morning star, except astronomical significance. So he says, Hu hei apnei ha-mizoch, v'lo yalez ha-shachar, v'yomu b'yerushalme, min ha-yalez ha-shachar, adir ha-mizoch, u-dalet mili, u-posak ha-rambam, del-chat-chile, zman kriya shmat ha-tseis, u-vidi-ebed ha-shi-yale ha-shachar. והראש לפוסקים, וספורס הרמב״ם נראה, כמו שמפורש בירושלמה, הימייסי שבו, ונמליל פוליק ועובדי כבוסי, והורב מאיר פוליק הרבונון, ולא יעובד עובדי כבוסי, ורבי עקיבא פוליק ולא יעובד עובדי, פירי שאף אחד נמליל פוליק, איך עובד עובדי כבוסי, או אף שהוא ירב מאיר פוליק הרחומים, ולא יעובד עובדי נגד חכומים, וכן רבי עקיבא, ואיך פוסק הנמליל, איך פוסק החכמים כבוסי נגד חכמים ומשנה די ירושלמי שאיז תנון מוצאים לקיים די וחכמים ורם אוכלים מוצאים לקיים די וחכמים אומרים עבדים עובדי כבוסי משמע לכתחילה מידע לגמליאל שאין לקריס אלו עד חציס וכך פוסק לכתחילה לחציס גמליאל is only saying the עבד so where is to the רבונם as Ramin explains it so the חכמים הוא מפקיע דקים המצווה of קרישמה If somebody neglectfully, so it did not treat Kriya Shema until midnight, so Gamliel says the Chachomim were not mafkiyah the Kima Mitzvah, but Gamliel is made that lechatchile every Jew is mechuyev to read Kriya Shema before midnight. V'chein hu b'heder Yerushalmi, the Rav Shimon ben Yochai polit al homas nisei. Die kommen schon mal heute in Gamliel, Asik, Gamliel, die Bishamai, die Tonne Bishem, Rapshimen, Pomim, Shemekiri, Krishme, Achas, Lefne Yamle Shacha, die Achas, Laamcha, Halacha, Amle Shacha, und Kaim, both Krishmas. Hor Gamliel, Abbi Arvis, und Abbi Shachis, Kein Uyebo, Kimad Omer Abzeire, Tonne Achfet, Rablezer, Rabbi Rabbi, Rabbi Chone, Hakiri, Mansham, Mishpo, Harry Behedi the Plige, Uposakrib, Yeshua Belevi Kerapshimen. So that is, there is one Loshin Gemara in Broches, according to which the Rambam doesn't pass like that. Even if you read the Krishma Shalyei before Amud Ashacha, so Mekayim Kavosi. So the Shal is, what does it mean? You can be Mekayim the Mitzvah of Krishma Shalyei when you read it 1 o'clock in the morning, 2 o'clock in the morning. So the Pshat is, according to that Mandoma, if you read it after the Ayelas HaShachar, after the morning star, so there is a streak of light already, and many people get up from the sleep, from bed. That if somebody reads Krishma Shalyei before Amud HaShachar is Yetze, how can he Yetze? It's night. Will he Yetze if he reads it at 1 o'clock in the morning? No. The answer is, after Ayelas HaShachar, there is already a streak of daylight. Some Meleis, it's his man Kime to some people. And Krishma does not depend upon Yem and Lilo, but upon Zman Kime and Zman Shrive. So after Ayelas HaShachar, according to Oman Doma, it's considered already Zman Kime. Then he says, what the Rabbi and Gemara in Yume, the Yerushalmi says, Rav Abba Bachogi, Hakiri Mansha Mishmer that was before the Akrove of the Shachis, of the Tomichel Shachis, so it was before the Amud HaShachar. So is Yeitze. How is Yeitze? Because it's after the Ayelas HaShachar. Harei beheaded the Pligi, Posak Apshim, Malibi, Terapshim, Lochim Posak Arif Kavosi, Vishir Amud HaShachar, Posak Rambam, Shusho, Vechimisho. It's 72 minutes. והיינם הוד אמונם בפסוחים שמלכותם בינני עשור פרסויס והיימו ידווי שויס ומריס השחר שמעל הדלת מילים שהוא פרסו, חושו וחמש וטייס ושום ידלב כוספו מריס השחר על נס החמו כהי מילים So it's what you have to do. So the Goyen makes a correction. Instead of emailing, he puts down Dalibor, but according to what I just said, we don't have to make a correction, because hey Milan could also be, it all depends whether you walk with average CS or you walk with fast pace. Yeah. Why don't you understand?
You mean when Gemara says hey Milan, it means if
you walk... When Gemara says the Yufte Dule, it means the Yufte Dule. The Raya that Tule has from Abhanines Memre, Hayi Chosle Ari Asre, they have a cane kneeling from Zdeim to Tzea.
Yeah,
that's the Yuft.
That's fine, but the question is, let's say we want to now compute, how long should Ben Hashmashas be, right?
So the question is, in what kind of space do you want to compute it?
But, you see, you cannot get two different numbers, no matter which approach you take. You
Why not?
Ben Hashmashas is the same.
If the numbers represent different space...
But it's the same time period. How can you get different values? It's the same
Nil,
thing.
Hey Nil and Dalit Nil is not in measure in time. It's in measure in space. But
okay,
before
be
four
space,
people had watches, they had
it
to...
It doesn't make a chiluk, but look, Ben Hashmashas, we all agree with Ben, that Ben Hashmashas is the same time period, right?
That's right.
We just have to argue how to measure it.
How to measure
it. So therefore, no matter which approach you take, you better end up at the same ending.
You
point.
Do end up at the same.
No, but according to...
If you define what kind of measure you are having...
Then no, but that doesn't work according to...
Why doesn't it work?
Because according to your calculations, right?
Yeah.
According to one approach, Ben Hashmashas lasts 1/6 of the day. According to the other approach, it's 1/8.
It all depends what kind of an interval it is. So the Dalit
Mil,
the Dalit the Dalit Mil and the Hay Mil could mean the same thing.
How do you measure it then?
In space, you measure it in space. How much space
so you're saying
the person covers when he walks from the Amla Shacha till Nesacham.
So you want to say like this, that if you're working with the 5-mil approach, then a meal would be 18 minutes. But if you're working with the 4-mil, then
so
the meal would be
12.
Well, then the meal would be 20 minutes.
Why 20 minutes? Well, you have 20 minutes. You don't have 20 minutes. You don't have 20 minutes.
22 and a half.
No, that's it. In the Haymill, okay. I mean,
you're going to say that if
Haymill
mil
is 90
approach,
minutes, so then it's 22 and a half. If the interval between Shkia and Chehovin is 4 mil,
then you'll take 22 and a half.
Yeah, that's right.
That's what you're saying.
Yeah.
We're going to have to change our mil.
Yeah, okay.
That's what you're saying.
Yeah.
So that
it's an artificial change.
Artificial change.
It's not an interesting change.
Okay, so you're saying both agree that it's going to be...
All right, let's see the going. Let's
2 hours,
see.
Right?
The going here, you know, that's the unique thing about Shnisi Lio. The going is a goy, so you require a payos, you know. In two words, he
so
said...
So what other growth do you have?
The Shnisi Lio.
Right, that's one.
And he's marif, he's very marif here.
Oh, so you didn't finish reading the Shnisi?
Of course not, you don't let me. How can I
finish?
V'nira shetou sefer ubiteisves. V'sochlim atal mili. V'yigiu im hei milim af mashem forshim shet divah teisves sem kidivah rambam. So the Goyen assumes that actually it was written in all the manuscripts, Dalit Mil. But then a certain student was reading the Teisves, and he knows that the Rambam says Emil, so he says, how could Teisves make a mistake in that? So he changed it into Emil, and now he recorrects it, and he's Marzaret Liesh. All right. We koshe. Hobedi Amin Mishoyot, the Malishnas the Emil, we dochl Mishamo Emil, Vinderish to Safer with Tesis, the Sohlim at Alad Mil, the Gu Hemil, Mahashim Forshim, Shadiva Tesis, Hemil, Kidiva Rambam, him came Talad Mil, and show of a famous, with Tesis Cotone, show of Merso, the Kahi Gu Hemil, the Hemil, Yut Pasois, Ushminis, Vayemu, they choice. I show Mechso 1/8 of 12 hours is 90 minutes. So it's not only one thesis and psoch, it's a thesis and psoch, it's a thesis and psoch. So he says, it's only to his sefer. When you read this, the sefer
of God... Just one more thing, according to what you said right now, there's no hasaga of 1.5 hours. You must wait 2 hours. Therefore, there's no basis for you to make a distinction between 1.5 hours and 2 hours. You should always wait 2 hours. You said you doubt...
2 hours, that's according to what?
Yeah, that's how you...
But if you say Echad Mishmeina Be'ei, 1/8 of 12 hours, how much is 1/8 of 12 hours?
No, but you said that that calculation says meal changes, but they agree it's going to be the same time period.
So okay, in economics.
So therefore, you said that for Maariv, you're Mako after 1.5 hours.
Yeah.
There's no basis for that.
Why not?
According to your explanation.
Because of
Rav Chaim. There's no basis of 1.5 hours.
Because Rav Chaim was Machmir even for Maariv.
Right.
And I'm not in that Maariv. Machmir 1.5, not 2 hours. From Loche,
I'm just saying there's no basis 1.5. Of Biswara, there's no basis 1.5. Either 72 or 2 hours. But I don't see where you get 1.5, according to your present explanation. According to your new explanation of reconciling the Rambam,
only basis is to be Machmir like Rav Chaim.
But then you should wait. Either you wait all
no,
time.
No, I'm not Rav Chaim. I don't have to be Machmir in regard to Kriyas Mavos.
So then you might as well daven after 72.
Okay, all right, fine, you're right. But that's the way I've been acting. All the years, I'm not going to change. Okay? The Ashayim Uyvesh Hashem Uta Uvichein Imshach HaHazeb Berish Mishach HaSprochas Idu HaMash Hu B'Yaseret Avalin Adobah Kirish Yigmor HaRuch Ho B'Cholu Shedal Gmilu Uvichein Kosfati Mishach HaShabbos Tlot Yeriv Emil Yish Leim Adore Koma Pirish Adolayla Havidal Gmilu So that's the Rosh Nafes V'nire Dizel Kol Godru M'ashomu Ayim Uyvishois U'anesachamu Ashkiyasachamu. He discussed another question. When we say that a day in Nisan Tishrei is 12 hours, does it mean it's 12 hours from the Sachamo to Shkia Sachamo, or it means that it's 12 hours from the Shah to Zekhov? So that's a common, universally known astronomical fact that in equinox time, so it's 12 hours from the Sachamo to Shkia. From Amud Shachar to Tzidkov is about 15 hours. About 15 hours. So that's a simple thing. The Chemish gets a hammer, the Lochay, Alika Chayim Shebechayev, who near a Godum Alilo Shebekites, Shebemish name Shom, Vainim Knishar Nesahamo, who is the lawyer, but died no Lilo and Nesahamo, the Chemish gets a hammer, Tzidkov. He say you do out. In Chok Robi Rayas, in Kimash Omo, the more I am with the choice, whom I am a hammer, she is a hammer. In Kinashmen and Neil, she had a hammer, Vahash, dear, in on the Hesh, the Nisha Rula Medvays Millen, she in Shmen of her soys, be it a choice. In Dream Cain, Dalin Millen, she parse, who show Mercer, the Ash of Kosh made up for Hamburg, she before. שהרמב״ם שמפורש שהיית שווי שוייס עם המריס השחר עשי סקחובים מה שיהיה אפשר לי הסכם. So he says, ונראה שהרמב״ם גם כן סיבר כך, אך שהוא מפורש דברי הגמור בדרך אך דיקושי שם בגמור מי דיבשנה רבי יחל נאמר לך ענו ביום יהודים אמרה ירבונו מלכתויה as how does Rashi explain it? When I mentioned how many pasoyes I meant from the Sachamo to Shkia, but Rabbi Bachone made a mistake and he thought that I meant from the Shachar to Zekhov. So he says, that's Koshi. He says, Lomu Mimar and know the Kamba. Havelim Anoli Tamne Taimine Elamala Hodum Bien Pasois Ve Yut Pasois Vein Pirshavito Ve Edit Havavachon Edit Me Amishacha Nestalet Mil Heimilin Me Amnese Mishpias Hamas Hodum Heimil. That they edit. Why does it say Vehem Toe Mikadme Bechashuche Vehere? So why does he say it? Void mighty commodity toy the hosh from the Kadmel Hashaykh, who are toys, mother hosh very million with them a price, ask me to rebuild any moving car. The Aldiver Beer and no moving more, Nimso Ugi Shalotia, who is a being, finding my hills a shaha. As he said, Hobby Maso Passoids, Shehei now boy million, and Alice Shaha, the Hamo Hay million, the Hemiskias a Hamo at says, I scarce a Hamo. At says a Kohovim, Nisharm Nesaham Ashkir, Ashkir Slashimil, Vinkim Mashim Halech Malis Shaha, Adnesahamo, Echo Mishishabi, Mushapia, Abu Price, the Tonga Buda in the Ubi Shalakiah Masobi, Vahinesh Malis Shaha, Nesahamo, Daladman, the famous Kias, Kohovim, Vinisha Ulamitrees Milin, Hai Echo Mishminabi, Vehoma Shu Echo Maso. They hosha, Masha Hamo Mahalik, Bubi, Gamkin, Vaina Shuacham, Lakhmi Forish Rambam, Sharabude Sova, Shemasha Dom Hilia Bien, Yut Pasois, Hanness Hamas, his ham, the thing I dray shoys, and the Hamas, his ham, Vadalid Milling are exclusive of the men milling, Vadalid Milling, namely Vada men milling, Shayla Bien, the thing Adalid Milling Shahashki, so that means that. Including the Dalit Milim that he walks from Meshacha to Netz, the Dalit Milim that he walks from Shkia to Zekhovim, so altogether he covers 48 mil, not 40 mil, not like Rashi and Tesis, they explain that the interval, the space that he walks from Amdashah to Netz and from Shkia to Sekhovim are included in the 40 million. It's excluded. It's exclusive of the 40 million. So together with the space he walks from Amdashah to Netz and together with the space he traverses from Shkia to Sekhovim, it's 48 million. We talk before Shalom Shabbat Sova. Shodom Hiller Bien Yud Pasois, Hainess Hamash Kis Hammer, the Hinayis Foys, whom Ness Hamash Kis Hammer, Vadal Milin, Livada Memilin, Shiller Bien, the Hinadal Adal Milin Shakashkir, Vagmore Polish Stakushes, Alev, Shame Omos Hannes Hammer, who a Milin, the Hinahashkir, for a beauty in a Shudalin Milin, Vabase, Shame Omu, Shu Echod Mishisho, the Hashim Mashamala Hodom Kidness of Hammer, גם כמה בוין מילים, וכי מה שהלך, אך ההשקיע, ורדודי נחי שפייסון, ואומר שייכות נעשור ביין, ואומר תיופתי דירובה, דירומה עדת נסחם הוא אין מילים, וכן לאולה, so is תיופתי that part, that he mentions the ראי פעם רב חנינה, פעם בייץ המלוכים, ומוצי וכן לאולה, ומקשר לימה תהבה, תיופתי דרבי יחנה, ופרש רבי יחנן שאומר שמה לכל מילים עשור פסויז ומה שהולך כן הם נסחמו ואחר השקיע ורבי לחושב כן ומשנה ענו בימו מהודמרי מה שאומרתי שאומר לו מילים עשור פסויז היינו בהומר שהוא מנסחמה שקיע סחמו and the extra 8 million is outside the 40 mil, so together it would be 48 mil. V'rabonum de toye de chashvim mikadme, pereshein chashvim, hayut pasoyis malis ha-shachar, u'mechashre ach ha-shkiye, ava ani lo yamart lo nesacham ha-shkiye, v'hayne kereb yude, v'cheinu mefuresh b'yerushalme, nimtza malis ha-shachar nesachamo, malach odom dalet milim, v'zachamo b'yu shalotia, v'dalet milim v'asiri shalyut pasoyis, hari gamke mahalach echad ma'asiri b'yei, hari behedye, שמשם הלא חודם יוד פרסה הוא מהנסחם עד השקיע ואם כן כשם הלא ביד שויס יוד פרסויס הרי בשור וחימש הוא פרסו שהוא דלת מיל נקח פוסק רמב״ם שמצשר הנסחם הוא שור וחימש that's this, the goy nisom arech in the goy is a goy only wrote for himself not for anybody else But the Klal Yisrael was lucky that they got Hagoyes. So Mele he wrote, so it's in two words and three words, but it's a Miud Amech HaMobe. But in Shnei Selio, you don't have to concentrate so much. You just feel relaxed and you can understand the
words. Well, he wrote it when he was 7 years old, right?
What?
The Shnei Selio.
Who says so?
That's what I heard.
Maybe. I never heard it. I never heard it in my life. Maybe. There is Marich Havel Avolim, the Zion Havolim of Kehelis. So is Marich half a page on that. I mean, just...
Where does he talk about
Here he has many pieces, extraneous here. Here in Shnei Selio, the beginning of Vachas here. You can look through all of them. You can look it through in 5 minutes. Now, but actually, the Rach says it, Rabban Hananel, Daf Tzadik Dalet says it. Now, you look over the Rach yourself. I mean, I don't have to go over it, but the Rach says what the Shnei Selio says. The Rach Rabban Hananel. The Goyen didn't see the Rabban Hananel.
So what does the Goyen basically say?
That is Hainach. That Hey Milin and Dalad Milin could mean the same thing. That's what he says here. That's what he says. All right, now, let's go to the Gemara. I would like to finish up the Gemara after Rav Hanina is going to kill him.
Wait, this is the only basis where we know the Rambam holds of the sixth
Zexta? That's right, the Zexta. But Rav Chaim did not take notice of the Shnei Selio and not of Rabban Hananel. Because Reb Chaim observed on Shabbos in Ayontev, is actually observed it Ligabe Ma'arev too. Oh, I, but it's an extra chumra. But Ligabe Shabbos in Ayontev, he was makpid that all the members of his mishpocha should observe it. But even that has a basis apart from Ules Halacha. It has a basis in the Chiddush Ramban. Now the question is this. There is aloha yamesif mechila lakedish. Pichnisose ubitziose. So, pichnisose, so when is taste vishal? After paramilcha. After paramilcha. Shor vireva shor, kedem halayla. So there is a machlegis rishenim again, and it's interesting. The same rishenim who say like the goyen, ligabi krishman file, that it's measured in terms of the length of the day. From Netz to Shkiye, say in regard to Plaga Minche, that is measured from the length of the day, from Netz to Shkiye. And Shor Vereva Shor means Shor Vereva Shor Kedem Shkiye. And Trum Sadeshin, who agrees with the Mogen Avraham, so says the same thing, that it means Shor Vereva Shor, not Shor Vereva Shor. Kedem Shkiye, but Shor Vereva Shor, Kedem Dalet Milin, which is subsequent to Shkiye. So, Mele, how many minutes is it, Kedem Shkiye? Either 3 minutes or 50 minutes. If you measure it and you say Shor Vereva Shor, Kedem Tzisakechovim, so it's either 3 minutes or, let's say, if we say the Dalet Milin is 90 minutes, so then Shor Vereva Shor would mean 50 minutes, what?
After Shkiye.
After Shkiye. And that's Teisve Shite, in the first Teisve, in that base, Me'im Esakir Neshma, that is after Shkiye, because Teisve says the Kashi, how are we naive to say Krishma early? So Teisve gives several thoughts. One teres is by Rabbi Natan, that since Ligabit Fili, we surpassed Mandovit Kimarovit, Mandovit Kimarovit, so Mele Ligabe, Krishna also the same thing. But he says, Tfile is told in this Manakovas, Tomit Shalbin Abayim, Mashain Kain, Mashain Krishna is told with Manshrivers Mankime. So, he says, as that Kash. But anyway, that's how the Tamshite. Then the V says, because we daven shortly after Shkiye, so Mele is already, some people are already going to sleep, and it's 50 minutes after Shkiye, it's already dark, he needs a candlelight, so Mele, he already goes to sleep, so in other words, so he wants to eat supper before he goes to sleep, so he eats supper there by the candlelight, and by the time the candle light goes off. How much does the candle burn? Half an hour, we see it from the Mitzvah of Lokas Nechaneke. So usually the candles burned for half an hour. They didn't burn for several hours, only for half an hour. So Mele, he's already asleep at the time, so he doesn't need any light. This is Teis V'Shitim. So you'll see in Rabbi Chananel that he says the same thing that the Shnei Zilul. Now, I never heard he was 6 years old.
What's your line from Tosis and Brachos that
day? Chananel, that there is no Torah Sefer. Why does he say Torah Sefer?
No,
what the Goyen says in the Rambam, so he can say in Teis V'Shitim too. That when they say Hey Milin, they don't mean a different interval, 10,000 Milin, but they have reference to a different measure,
right,
to a different unit.
But you say that the Tosis holds like the Trumas Adeshin?
Yeah.
That you measure
everything.
From
one is telling the other, because just as like Abichrishme, the length of the day is considered from Nes to Shkia, or from Nes to Shacha to Tzitzek Chovin. So Ligabe for Amincha
Simpe.
You look over the taste, that base, Amid Allen, you'll see that this is taste for Shite. Like a Thomas Adesh. All right.
Wait. Can you say again what the lie is? What is Tosa say?
Taste for Shite is, in Tzochem, taste for Shite in Tzochem is, Ligabe, Shoy is Alein. So it's measured not by the length of the day from Mesachamu to Shkia, as the Goyen says, and as the Rambam says, but from the length of the day from the Shachar to the Kehovin.
This is Tosis on Daf Tzadik Hei?
No, this is Teis Ves in Psochim Daf Yud Gimu.
Yud
Gimu? Yud Gimu, our Teis Ves move that we covered yesterday. And then, Teis Ves in Brochas, the Beis, Dalet, says, Ligavi Paramincha, it's measured not by the length of the day from Mesachamo and Shkia, as Livush and the Goyen say, but by length of the day from the Shahab to Sisekhon. The same thing is the same child. Now, where do you leave off? We left off. The end of Daf Yud Vei Zomid Aleph. So he said, the Gemara says, L'Rabmeya Yadim Lei Mitzchila Shor Rishaino Asif Chomish. And we rely on the toys of major portion of the people who don't have such an intuitive sense to fill the time accurately. So they make a mistake in three choice poches mash who we didn't the nation from the correct way but I'll be a moment a little inch will the beauty have been a little bit till I show it you know what safe shishis will we didn't the nation from the correct way hello
wait baby, can you please show the right side? I don't see the right
side. Which safe is
the
brachos? I don't have any more
glass.
You don't have any more glass? I use a bigger one. Maybe say here, Pirish Rashi vanana yecha kerinun bidei, v'non mamtinu l'sisek chovit, fin forz b'gmore, al kem Pirish Rashi, shekri ashma shal amiti yikya, v'hu l'acha sisek chovit. So, v'och isi b'chalme, im kor kidim l'chein yotzo, v'im inke, lomon mispal im krish me b'isak neses, ki lamid b'tfile mitir d'vetir. In other words, so, b'zman lo rishenim, they were made to say the brachas of Krishma the way we are made to say Ashrei before Mincha. Is it a chiyuv? It's not a chiyuv. You're not mikayim any mitzvah by saying Ashrei. But lamed mitfilo mitir divater. Before we start with Nesre, we have to read the parsha of Tirshe Bersav. Whether it's chamishah mitire or ksuvim mitilim doesn't make any difference. So in the same way, we say Kriyashma, that's the parsha of the Torah. But the question is, Bishlei Me'ashrei, there's no broch in it. So there's no Shashisa. But Krishna, we say, Amar Ravin, and Avasalom, so we say, Boches, Eva and Nisa, or Bochel Batole. So how can you make an equation between Ashra before Minche and Boches of Krishna before Marit? The answer is that the Gemara in Momokame, that Sadik says, Vadishtem as Hashem Alekeichem, so Krishna Utfila. The Sadik on the base, at the end of the Chid, Vavaditem, Vavaditem, Hashem Lekeichem, Zukri Hashma Utfile. In Sifri says, the Krishna is based upon the Posik, Bishar Bechof Kamech, and the Kol Gimore in Borges is the Machleket between Shama and Mesila. So the Chiv of Krishna is based upon the Posik of Bishar Bechof of Kamecho, and the Chiyuv Tfile is based upon Bavaditem. How does the Gemara in Borokhame say the Tzadik that Bavaditem Hashem Lekirchem Zukri Hashem Tfile? The answer is in Birkes Krishme and in Krishme itself there are two Kiyumim. One Kiyum is of Kabbalah Sumar Hashemayim. That mitzvah of Kabbalah Sumar Hashemayim is mentioned in the Pasuk. But then, in Krishna, in the Brachas of Krishna, there is a Kiyum of Havedi Shebelev. So, not only is there a Kiyum of Havedi Shebelev by Tfile, because Havedi Shebelev in its essence is a Chedus Alvavis, like Havas Hashem, Yiras Hashem, but it has external manifestations. That's why the Yeshua Yaakov says that if somebody for some reason cannot verbalize, let's say he had a sickness, he had an operation in the throat, so then in such a situation he can mekayim the mitzvah of tefillah by being nahar, even though he paskin he or lafki dibodome. That's for an ordinary person who is able to verbalize. So then we say he or lafki dibodome. What? Tfile, and but in order to mekai mitzvah tfile, he have to say Krishna also, because if you daven shminesre without him, it's not the tfile, and that's not the rabbanan speaks the tfile. It's the kiyum the raisi.
The Rambam doesn't even hold of it.
Who said Rambam?
He doesn't bring it down.
What doesn't do it? He certainly does.
That's only by tzibur he brings it down.
I don't know what you're talking about. Only by tzibur.
If you look where the Rambam speaks about,
show it to me. Show
it to
me.
Do you have a
Rambam? Here, here is that.
Yeah.
What? So, I asked you to show it to me. So you give me a Rambam, so I have to show myself.
Okay. Sorry.
Let's start at the beginning. Take out. Pamayim bechol yein kirin kriyashma ve'arav ubeikah shenema b'shar b'chov kumecho b'shar shebnodem sheikhvin v'zehu lailo u'b'shar shebnodem emdin v'zehu yein u'mau kirei shlei shepashe selein shma v'im shemeya v'yema u'magdim l'kris pashe shma b'ni sheish b'yichud Hashem v'avose v'talmudei shikra ha'kodol shakot olabe v'acher v'im shemeya sheish b'o Tzivu shoko amitzves v'akach parasha tzitzis shegam yesh shegam hi yesh bu tzivu schiras ko amitzves afal pish. Alright, then one second and then he says hakirik in aloch evet hey hakirik rishma mivor lefaneo lachel. So he mentioned
brachos but not tefila.
Yeah, all right. No, why would you say no?
Because Tfila perish tests. Aleph and Beis, I guess.
1 second. He mentions the Seder of Tfila Tzibur.
Right.
So what do you mean?
He says, Mispalo Miyah. After they would say, Kriya Shema, they should die.
But the same thing applies. V'hakelim din Miyad Mispalo Milachash.
Right.
Oh, he mentioned the Seder HaTzibur, but of course, he can't say that according to Rambam, if somebody doesn't smile at home, So then he doesn't have to say Krishna before. Because the machlek is between Rabbi and Rabbi Shimon Levi in Brochus, whether the Brochus is Bemsa or Brochus is Kedim the Tfilo. So the Rambam passes like Rabbi Yechanan. So there is Aloch of Smichus Guli Tfilo by Meirev too. Except that Meirev there are certain.
Where does the Rambam say? Where?
I don't know.
How do you know the Rambam
passed? Of course he passed. Let me look up in the morning Brochus. Where the in Mishpat mark. Beis, Pirik Zayin, Milchas Tfile, Halach Yudal. Is it Pirik Zayin or Pirik Vov? Pirik Vov. No, that's the Aleph. Now, the base. Pirik Zayin, Aloch Yitcheso. Pirik Zayin, Aloch Yitcheso. Uvitfilas haminche maschel likhei tilo lidovit. Miyushim. Vakach emid mispal tulas haminche. Uchshemashlim nefil alponov umischanein. ומגבי הרשי וישחנן כביקיכי ויפתל למייסו. ובתפילס הערב, כקריאה שמר ובורפנה לאחר, ויסיימר גולו זו לתפילו ומספל ללמומת. או, so you mentioned it?
Yeah, okay. Yeah, All right, anyway, so you were saying before there were two dinim by
creation? Yeah. One is a mitzvah of Krishma per se. That's Bishar Bechof Kamech, of Kabbalah Samoch Shamayi. And the other mitzvah is vavadit zivlekechem. Zu tefilas, zu avedish belev. One second, avedish belev. So the Sifri says, izel avedish belev zu tefila. When you daven, you stand before the shchine, and you say shvineshre, then you are mikayim in echeves alvoveis with that mitzvah, which is essentially echeves alvoveis, but it has to be manifested externally by verbalizing. And to Amide, but in its essence, it's a kium of Chivs Alvavis. And then, but also together with Kriyashma, because if you damish Minesre and you do not mikabel Malchus Shamayim, so then there is a diminution in the Avedish Belev. There is a kium of Krishma and Tfile Kabbalas of Malchus Shamayim plus Tfile Shminesre in Avedish Belev. So Mele, that's the basis of Smichas Gula Tfilo. The Gemara says that so great, the Gemara in Brochus mentions another pasuk as the basis.
Yeah, but is this a halacha in Kriyashma or is this a halacha in Shimon Esrei?
That's a halacha in Tfilo, not in Kriyashma.
That Tfilo should be some of the Kriyashma.
That's right.
So the halacha of Smichas Gula Tfilo is a Tfilo halacha. That's right.
Oh, the Gemara says, Rabbi Yechanan Sova, Rabbi Yechanan says, Izel ben Abo Asimach Gula Litfilo, Shalav, Litfilo Shalavis. Rabbi Shur ben Levi, Eimer Tfilo Behem Tzatikin. So, Be'arvis, according to Rabbi Shur ben Levi, there is no din of Smichus Gula Litfilo. Michael Mifli, he boys him a sword, Rabbi Yechanan Sova, Kulimut and Amehavi, El Gulas Mitzrayim, El Gul Malis, El Yehava La Safre. But the Egyptians started to rush the Jews at midnight. Rabbi Shur ben Levi Sova, Kim Lehava El Mitzafre, the actual exodus took place in the morning, Lehava Gulam Alis, the boys him a crop, Ushne Mikroyahodosh. Rabbi Yechanan Sova Makish Shriva Likime Mati me krishme vartin tfile, af schrive name krishme vartin tfile. Rebbe Shmuel Levi sova, mati schrive likime, matrime krishme somoch mitosei. Af schrive so des Essensnesse, af schrive name krishme somoch mitosei. Mosif ma breit rabbine, berem vorstein von Eurstein machel, wie am mit Bolilisme ich, holike soma gulo nit filo, do boil me maraschgebein, amre, kidden dit kino rabonaschgebein ho. כי גולה ריחת דמי, דיליתי מאוחי, שחריס, היכם מוצא סומך, ואומר רבי יחנן, בתחילו אימר, עד השם תפוסה תפתוח, ולפסייפו אימר, יהיו לרוצים מפי, אלא עושם כיו נתקין רפון אימר, עד השם תפוסה תפתוח. כי תפילה ריחת דמי, אוכי נמי, כיו נתקין רפון אימר, השכבינו היא גולה ריחת דמי. So that's why the Goyen and the Rambam and all the Chachmis far say, we shouldn't say Baruch Hashem Aminomim, because Baruch Hashem Aminomim is not even mentioned in the Gemara, not in the Bavli, not in the Yerushalmi. And the early gaining were misaken it. Why were they misaken it? So Baruch Hashem Aminomim has 18 psukim, kineged, the 18 brachas of Kriya Shema. And why were they misaken it? Because the Bisakneses were on the fields, so they were afraid that some Jews will have to walk home by themselves and they'll bully the Sakone, so they're misaking that the people who Dab Mariv after Hashkiveinu should say Baruch Hashem Elam Amen. And in the meantime, the other people, the latecomers, will come in and they won't daven Shmnesre, but they'll say Baruch Hashem Elam Amen. So it'll be will be Yetzer the Eved. So even though now the Bitaknesias are here, not in the field, so Itakone remains Itakone. So, but the Goyen and all the Chachmis Far say that we shouldn't say Baruch Hashem Elam Amen, because it's not mentioned in the Gemara. Only Ashkevenu. But Ashkevenu itself, the Gemara says, Kibn Ditkin Rabbonon Tigula Rechdami. What's the Pshat? But it's not Gol Yisrael. The answer is the mitzvah Shmiras Gula Tzura doesn't mean Gal Yisrael should immediately precede the Shmiras Gula Tzura. It means there has to be a smichus between Kabbalah and Malchus Shamayim, which consists of Krishma and the brachas of Krishma and Tefillah. So since the Chachamim are misaki Hashkiveinu, so Hashkiveinu is the last brach of Krishma. So in Mele there is a kiyum of kiyum Gula Tzura. The Shaykh is the Psochem is because we started yesterday to discuss the difficult Rambam in Paskun Sule when the Gemara says the Yufte Dile. So in Mele I started to discuss all these things. I don't know how I became involved in all these things.
Because I was asking you for, you said that according to the Shita of Tosvos, you start. He holds like the Trumas Hadeshim. That Pragam Minka is from four meal, not from.
Yeah, yeah, that's right. Yeah,
so
yeah.
You wanted to show the.
Yeah. That's how he got it. Okay, all right then. Hello, John.
Well, I still don't see the proof.
What?
Can you show the proof?
What proof? What oh yeah, I didn't go over the. John, Reb Meir Eimer Eichlin Kol Hei V'Serfi Mitzlas Vov. Reb Yude Eimer Eichlin Kol Dalad V'Dilin Kol Hei. We serve him with his form. La baya with Alibit Ramea. Domar in on Tevely Klum. So the question is, in on Tevely Klum, so Necha Kureshit. So why didn't the Chachomim leave it the way it is in the rice? He should be allowed to eat until 12 noon. Ulach Lish Namidam Raton Teo Mashu, Necha Latsev Shush, Atsev Shit. Until 5 minutes, 10 minutes before 12. Vabaya Lil Yude Domar on Teo Chotzimil. Hotisho, Nechlat Palge de Shit, Ulach Lishna Damed Amadun Te Show Masho, Nechlat Sefei, Omar Abaye Edes Misurolis Rizi. So Mele, not everybody is ready to be marinated. Everybody might be ready to be marinated, but the Bezdin will not be Mikabel. Everybody say this because they'll start cross examining men. So then the Edes will become bottle. So only Yechidis Gule who are very intelligent, who have an intuitive sense for time, so they will be the the deidim who's edis beznul b'mikabel. So mele we say in toiv liklum or the mashu or the show chosamashu stay chois chosamashu or sholi chois chosamashu mashein kein by chomez the chomez l'keil mosu. So we have to have siog. V'rov omar lav ani time with Rabbi Ohir is the important thing. V'rov omar lav ani time with Rabbi Ohir el Rabbi Litani. Do amarim biu chomez al sreife v'yavli rabboni shoachas. So that's why Rabbi Ohir says that the sixth shoh is also b'achile. I mean, is also b'anoye, the sixth shoh. V'yavli rabboni shoachas lil kid bo'eit. So Rashi says, so if he is not allowed to eat in after Shor Dalet in Shor A and the Sosa Banoye in Shor Shishis, so then he'll have time, since he cannot eat the chometz and he cannot sell the chometz, so Mele will have plenty of free time to Mimlakit Eitzim for the burning of Sreif. And according to Rabbi Yude, Bio Chometz has to be Dafke al Disreife, not al Dipir Zer Leruach. Eisve Rabbin Lerove. Omer Rabbi Yude, Emesai, do I say that Bio Chometz is Dafke al Disreife, not al Dipir Zer Leruach, Shaloi Bishaz Biroi. Avo Bishaz Biroi, Hashem Sosi Bechol Davo. So Tesis says, Emesai, Zed Bishreife, Shaloi Bishaz Biroi. Pirish HaKuntres, Shaloi Bishaz Biroi is Bishesh. Uvishaz biurei mikam veilich. Efta chatzis. So des shaz biurei. So that uporich, so then the Gemara has the kashe. That's the Gemara's kashe. So why do you say that Yahivele Rabbonon Shoachas Lilkeit Boeitzim but Bishaz biurei Ashbushos Becholdovo? So why does he have to be given time to accumulate Eitzim? Who needs Eitzim? Let him wait till 12 o'clock and then he'll immediately take the chometz and throw it into the ruach or into the yam, into the water. So, or into into any bayer, I mean, he'll throw it away. Why does he have to be given time? Elo marove, zeire mishumim amin. Yoche, afilu barba shoyis namelinich, because there is a cloudy day, so he can make mistakes. In 2 hours and in 3 hours maybe. Omar Rav Pope Dalez Mansud Lakoli. So they are accustomed by habit to come and they feel it instinctively. When is the time for lunch? So they'll feel it. So maybe they won't make a mistake. Pirish HaKuntre Shaloi B'Shaz B'Urei B'Sheish U'B'Shaz B'Urei Mikam Melech U'Pore Choyl B'Shaz B'Urei Ashtos L'Choldovo. Why does he have time to prepare Eitzim? Yamti Nasheva, because of Ramtam, here Yamti Nasheva Livari, who has skin a lily goes of a beauty, Bishas Isure, lived a deal also in Mechumene, Veid, Shasbiro, the Masnis, and Haini Bishesh, Veid, Nesa Yalos of a beauty, and Nesa, when you make Sreife in Nesa, it's Lachas Manisure. You don't make the Sreife before the Amud Ashacha of the third day, so you. You are sure of it after the Amud Ashacha of the third day. So Chometz too should be, the Sreife should be Davke Lachas Manisurei, after Chaseis. Veid, Shas Biroid Masnis Nani Mishesh, Veid Mneisa Yalef Rabiude, the Chometz Bishreife, Mneisa Rahashurei, Ton Sreife, Uchmechin Chometz, Umforesh Rabben Tam, Sram Tam Yisraeli Kamrash. Di Shaloi Bishas Biroi, doesn't mean Bishor Shishis, 11 o'clock. Haine Achashish, Sharei Voelom Ivarin Bishesh, Kitikun Chachomenu, Kitikun Chachomenu. ויתאם משמיעו את נסה, ואין לך רישולי, אבל בשעס בוולי, דיינה בשש, כיתן שנמצו בלברי, אלא בדרבונון, אז בחוס וכל דבר. So there is a machlekes, a basic machlekes between Rashi and Rav Netan. According to Rashi, Rav Yudah's shite, that Piochomes is b'sreife, that is, etnun is b'sreife. Yeah, I mean, b'sheish, exactly etnun. But, u'b'shas b'ulei, so, shaloi b'shas b'ulei, is b'sheish in shore shishis. That's not the Zman of Sreife. When is the Zman of Sreife? Afternoon. After 12. So that's the Zman of Sreife. So, Shomimele Gmores Kashi is, if after 12, so when is the Zman Midraise for Sreife is the hold of all, so why do the Chachomim have to give him time to prepare Eitzim? Why does he need Eitzim? He needs Eitzim if he'll burn it in after Chatzis, but if he burns it before Chatzis, but if he waits till noon when the clock strikes 12, so then he can be zero l'ruach. That's Rashi Shita. And Teisa Shite is, on the contrary, Amtam Shite is, that the mitzvah of Sreife is the Dafke Lachas Mamisoi. What's the machlokes? How should we say? So then, I don't know if I ever mentioned it. I mentioned the Reb Chaim and the Rambam. The Rambam says in the Kalat Nodos Chomets Matzo Aloch HaBeis, he says, HaChomet B'Pesach Osa Banoe, Shenema Liyochil Chomets, Loyhei B'Yeter Achille, V'Amini HaChomet B'Shusi B'Pesach, Afo Pisha Liyochle, Ebe B'Shnei Lam, Shenema Liyoy Lachoseya B'Chol Bucho, V'Nema Aseya Liyimotzi B'Techem, V'Isa HaChomets V'Isa Aseya, Sheboi Machmitzin Echadu, not really the same mitzvah, chometz, fermented grain, or yeast, so that ferments the dough. Halacha Gimel, in Yileike Mishum Nioye Vele Yimotzei, Elim Kim Kono Chomet B'Pesach, O Yechimtzei, Ki Ishi Yase B'Maisi, Avo Limhoye Le Chometz Kedem HaPesach, Ubo HaPesach Vele Yibiyare, Elim Yiniche B'Shusei, Afo Pisho Ova Al Shnei Labem, In Yileike Mnatere, Mipni Shiloso Maisi, So the kashi is or Chaim is the kashi. This country is born in Soch. That sadi bob. Sadikei on Medalev. Tano Rabbanan. About the middle of the Amid. Kichol chukas ha-Pesach yase isi. Yochel kishem shorishi nosam baliroi balimotzi. Kach Pesach sheni osam baliroi balimotzi. Tomlim al matzis umreim yachlu. Vein li alo mat misisese. Misisleise seminayin. Tomlim al yeshir menu ad beika. Vein lo elem mitzvah leisis shenitat lesi, mitzvah leisis gomo minayin, tzal lima v'etzem li yishbobi. So all the yisurim, the mitzvahs, the leisis, that apply to Pesach Rishon, apply to Pesach Sheni also. But not all the yisurim of Pesach that apply to Pesach Rishon, apply to Pesach Sheni. Ein li ma prat mifuesh, Mitzvah v'leisis shenitat lesi, v'leisis gomo, avkol mitzvah v'leisis shenitat lesi, v'leisis gomo, v'chole, v'matzis umoer, maiko ma'abetz li'eish, v'prote, maiko ma'itle, hashbosa seya. In other words, that the one who has to be makir Pesach Sheni has to destroy all the chametz from his rishus. Eifechano, mitzvah di gufit, so the Gemara says, mitzvah di gufit of it. Pecholed li asher menad beika maikum abale, li seitzim menu. Pipote maikum maitle, li roi vili imotzi. Eifechano, so the Gemara says, no. So, you have it in parentheses. But in the original text, it was written, the domole, the hainele yeleke, the havel lafshein in the klese. In other words, that loisusil menad beker is the lafshein in the klese, and balvihoi balimotze is the lafshein in the klese, the havel lafshein in the klese. So, the Rambam paskens that if he did a maise, if he bought Chomes bePesach, or he was machmitz Chomes on Pesach, then it's lafshiyesh bemaise. If he didn't do any maise, he just failed to destroy the Chomes, so it's lafshiyesh bemaise, so it's not chayv malchus. But if he did a maise, he was mechamitz bePesach, or he bought Chomes on Pesach, then he's like it. So all the Rishonim has the kashi against the Rambam. It's contrary to the Gemara after the Kei in Sochem. There the Gemara says that Roy Balimotze, there is no Malkus, it's a lav shenit haklase. So even if he bought it in Chometz, in Pesach, it's still a lav shenit haklase. So Rav Chaim says, he gives to the Rishonim, but it's really one. He says, the Gemara in Sochem after the Kei discusses it, a little bit Rav Yudeh, that who says that Bio Chomes is Bisraif. And the Rambam passes like the Rabbanon, that Bio Chomes does not have to be Bisraif. It can be al the Pere of Zer Loach. If according to Rabbi Yudeh that Bio Chomes is Bisraif, then the mitzvah of Bio is a mitzvah in the